Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Yes, this is the old Knight Rider, the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another scintillating episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today, we're outside here in San Anselmo, a beautiful day. It is approximately 11 o'clock, March the 26th, 2015. Sorry for the background noise. I'm on the veranda sipping my latte here at the local Pete's. Today's topic, Ted Cruz. Really? Let's get right to it, shall we, gang? Well, Ted Cruz recently appeared at Liberty University this past week and buoyed by his vision of himself as conservatism's great hero. Ted Cruz was in a boisterous and jokey mood. Imagine that. But before we get too much further, here are some of his craziest quips from his speech. Here we go. On Obama's plot to kidnap him. Quote, so this afternoon, President Obama has invited the Senate Republicans to the White House. So after leaving here, I'm going to be going to the White House. I will make a request. If I'm never seen again, please send a search and rescue team. I very much hope by tomorrow morning I don't wake up amidst the Syrian rebels. Oh, let's all have a big laugh on that in a group hug. Number two, on the press, quote, the media wants America to give up and allow this country to keep sliding off the edge of the cliff, unquote. Ooh, sage advice there. Number three, on the Constitution, yeah, it was only a matter of time before we get to all the freepers, tea parties, whack jobs. Favorite topic, the Constitution, something they've never even seen or even read. Quote, this is an administration that seems bound and determined to violate every single one of our Bill of Rights. He couldn't name one to save his soul. Continuing, I don't know that they have yet violated the Third Amendment. He doesn't even know that one. He probably thinks it's the Third Commandment. Continuing on, I digress, but I expect them to start quartering soldiers in people's homes soon. Unquote. No, only in white trash trailer parks. And the last one for the day, on the Cold War, comma, our foreign policy is détente, which I'm pretty sure is French for surrender. Oh, that is so off. Oh, how do you say so very, very French? Well, let's just say some of his other topics, his little quips. Quote, today, the top 1% earn a higher share of our national income than any year since 1928, period, unquote. Boy, that's dead on. That sounds like an Occupy Wall Street veteran right there. I think you let the cat out of the bag, Ted. Or, quote, small businesses are going out of business in record numbers, unquote. Oh, that's blowing smoke up your ass, Ted. How's this one? Here's another salient on point one. Once again, the cat's out of the bag. It's too close to the truth. Quote, under President George W. Bush, prosecution of gun crimes was 30% higher than it is under President Obama. Whoa. Well, guess what? I guess he doesn't like guns. And quote, virtually every person across this country has seen premiums going up and up and up due to Obamacare. That's an outright lie. He's blowing smoke up his arse again. Or Neville Chamberlain told the British people in 1938, quote, except the Nazis, period, yes, comma, they will dominate the continent of Europe, comma, but that is not our problem, period. Let's appease them. Why? Because it can't be done. We cannot possibly stand against them. That was never said. That's completely blowing smoke up your ass, Ted. Oh, the last one, quote, a strong bipartisan majority in the House of Representatives voted to defund Obamacare, unquote. No, Ted, actually you had two Democratic votes out of a total of 190 Democrats in the House that actually sided with the idiotic 248 crazy Tea Party GOP House Republicans. Two Democratic votes out of 190 is not bipartisan. Or, according to a recent Congressional Budget Office report, under Obamacare, 7 million people will lose their employer-sponsored insurance. No, that's a multi-tiered forecast. Or, quote, he says the Democrats told the Catholic Church that they'll use federal powers to shut down church charities and hospitals if the church doesn't change its beliefs. Outright lie. Or, he says, Cruz says, former Defense Secretary, Republican, no doubt, from Nebraska, Republican Senator, former Republican Senator from Nebraska, Chuck Hagel. Chuck Hagel's nomination as Defense Secretary, quote, has been publicly celebrated by the Iranian government, unquote. What? What? And lastly, says, quote, the jurisdictions with the strictest gun control laws, almost without exception, have the highest crime rates and the highest murder rates, unquote. Well, contradictions aren't hard to find, but that's another case of the inimitable right-winger goofball from Texas, the Senator Ted Cruz, blowing smoke right up the old Arsenal Canal. Now, let's just go on to the most heart-rending item I want to touch upon today before signing off. Well, guess what? Ted Cruz, actually yesterday or the day before, he actually signed up for Obamacare, laughing out loud. Yes, he's a senator in the United States Senate, and this guy is the arch enemy, the arch rival, the archangel, the dark angel against Obamacare. That's why he, in 2013, he was allowing our government to go out of default by holding up Congress to defeat Obamacare and allow this country not to pass a higher spending, deficit spending limits. So basically, if he wants insurance through his employer, which is his right, he has to get it through the exchanges. But his experience is still the same as anyone else's whose spouse loses the family's health coverage. You go see what is available on the exchanges and what, if any, subsidies will be available to you and your family. If Cruz doesn't want any benefit from being a member of Congress or any kind of subsidy, nothing is stopping him or his wife from calling up an insurance company directly and getting the insurance outside of the exchanges. Well, did he do that? No. Being a member of Congress, he did anything but that. Actually, he took advantage of going through the exchange, and yet he's against that whole concept, that whole program. Here's the meat of it. It's obligatory for me to mention that the reason that Ted Cruz had to get his congressional health care benefit through the exchanges is because one of his GOP senatorial colleagues, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, introduced an amendment to the Affordable Care Act back in 2010, compelling members of Congress to use the exchanges. Well, Grassley thought that the Democrats would naturally vote his amendment down. But guess what? No, they did just the opposite. They happily accepted it. Grassley just effed himself and the Republican Party in the process. So the upshot is, the price for that is that now whenever a Republican member of Congress uses their health benefit, i.e. the Obamacare, the exchange, through the exchange, the benefit we get to point at them, laugh, and call them hypocrites. Well, that's it in a nutshell, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. This is the old Knight Rider, Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, we say, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.